What they have in common is, of course, that they're all gone now. And I mean that in perhaps more ways than one. An investigation by the New York Times has revealed a warehouse fire in 2008 destroyed thousands of original recordings from an extraordinary range of artists from across time. Kaz Tran joins us to dip into this vault. She's a music aficionado, presenter on Double J. Now, Kaz, I got Coltrane at the top of that, yeah, and we had Nirvana at the end.
Yeah, I picked up like a lot of the guitar-based music in the middle, no doubt. We heard, of course, I saw you air-guitaring along to Guns N' Roses.
I did. I actually stage-dived off the desk here.
I never knew that you did these sorts of things while you're on air, Jonathan.
This is amazing. So all these master tapes, which, of course, are highly flammable material.
Yes.
For the young people listening, a master tape is a sort of a... Well, they used to record music on tape, as opposed to a physical format.
Thing, yes,
not a series of ones and zeros on the cloud. It was an actual reel-to-reel tape. So we got the list is amazing. Benny Goodman, Cab Calloway, Andrew's Sisters. This is sort of way back in the sort of the 30s and 40s, all the way up to Sonic Youth, Nine Inch Nails, Snoop Dogg, Nirvana, Soundgarden.
It's massive to think of the scale. The breadth of music, the genres, how our music has evolved, the catalogue is just mind-boggling, Jonathan.
The stuff still exists, of course. I mean, with these master tapes then, back in the day, went on to make vinyl LPs or CDs or to be butchered and compressed and stuck on iTunes. The critical thing is here, we will never get a Gladys Knight and the Pips remastered.
Yes.
Because there isn't one. Do we know how this happened? I mean, 2008 in this big warehouse run by Universal Studios.
Yeah, well, the story from the New York Times was that some repair work was going on at the Universal Studios in Hollywood. Universal Studios, it's sprawling. So there was maintenance work being done on, one of the sets, and they had to use blowtorches to heat up, portions of the roof for whatever reason. They stayed the required 1 hour afterwards to make sure that the roof had cooled down, but it hadn't.
Not so much.
It had sparked up and the fire had started not long after the maintenance team left and quickly swept through a number of those film sites. But then it reached a building called, very modestly, 6197, Jonathan. Mm. 6197 was where they kept a whole lot of videos and film reels as well. So, it was an archival area. But in the back part of it was also a sound recording library where they held a number of these master tapes, which we're talking about. But also, I believe... I don't know, maybe records of what was there, because, we're talking about the artists.
Okay, so, right, not only the tapes themselves, but the catalogues, which would have showed you go to
what
Stack 48, and that's where you'll find Benny Goodman.
Yes, but even still, that Benny Goodman kind of collection, don't know what was on those particular reels that were there. They might have been, multi-tracked, versions of... His best work.
It's extraordinary this happened in 2008 and now we find out. And I guess not only do we find out, but a lot of those bands who are still kicking around, or they find out that's all gone now.
It's been interesting on social media. A number of artists have been saying, oh my gosh, this is like, no wonder that video for, the subtitled video of this particular version of the song, no one seems to know where it is. Mm. So there's been an element of deception over the last over 10 years. I think a lot of artists have been looking for things and kind of going, no one knows where this thing is. And now they're like, the penny has dropped.
Right. Has anybody been sort of notably cross?
Chris Novoselic from Nirvana, REM have been tweeting saying, oh gosh, we will get back to you when we know what's going on here and exactly what's lost.
Wow.
A number of people have been suddenly making urgent phone calls to their managers and labels and onwards trying to...
It sort of shows you too how much of what we sort of consider to be our common cultural base is sort of private property. There it was being held in a business's, back lot because they owned it.
Yes.
We all kind of think that we do too, and it's sort of not true.
Yeah. No, it's true. What you mean, the music that we own?
Mm.
Yeah.
We own it in our heads. We think, well, that's our cultural you know, that's our great tradition.
Yeah, no, it's true. I mean, but you know, looking at some of these artists in particular, I'm thinking of Sister Rosetta Tharpe. I mean, having lost a master recording for her, it's like an artifact. You know, this is a historical artifact of a woman who was, you know, the first gospel superstar. Her guitar playing was a precursor to rock and roll.
She was extraordinary.
She influenced Elvis and Chuck Berry and Little Richard.
Have a look on YouTube, people, if you've never heard the name.
Yes, you can see. Yeah, that's right. But she is, you know, a legend. And her master tapes are amongst those that are, you know, gone forever. I find that, you know, quite troubling. But still, I don't think it's no longer incumbent on Universal to explain the level of deception for over 10 years of not being upfront with artists or the public about, you know, this neglect.
Four Tops, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Eric Clapton.
And I mean, it riles
Janet
me
Jackson.
Because, you know, sound files as well, I feel like they're not as well cared for or appreciated as film archives.
Kaz Tran, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jonathan, for allowing me to have my rant on your show.
Kaz Tran, aficionado, presenter on Double J. This is Drive here on RN.